This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, the color of high school football here at Anna's Booster Field. A lot of green and white, a lot of black and orange. The Anna Rockets take on the Minster Wildcats. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Two 2-0 teams go at it here this evening at Anna. Rockets, two wins, no losses. Ranked number 2 in Division 6, Region 24. Meanwhile, Minster also 2-0. Ranked number 5 in its region of Division 7. Anna with wins so far this year over Indian Lake 37-0 and Brookville 46-20. Meanwhile, Minster has disposed of Fort Loramie 49-21 and Afrocentric in Columbus last week 41-14. Two senior-laden teams, a couple of very special quarterbacks here tonight on the field. Brogan Steffi for Minster, Alex Shappy for Anna. Chuck, it looks like the weather is going to subside. Wind out of the northwest, cloudy skies overhead. The cloud coverage is diminishing. The rain has quit. Should be a nice night for high school football.
It's going to be pretty. I mean, I went through a downpour at north of Sydney on the way up here, and I was thinking, wow, but it's going to be a nice night. The field looks great. Two really good high school football teams getting ready to play a league football game tonight.
We are in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster has won the last two over Anna. Rockets won the preceding two games. We'll return to hear from head coaches Seth Whiting of Minster and Nick Marino of Anna when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. I'm Jack along with Chuck here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fans filing in, having waited for the rain to quit. It's over. Sky's lightening to the northwest. Slight breeze is flowing into Booster Field here at the moment. Anna Rockets with 2 big victories. As head coach Nick Marino commented to me earlier this week, so happy with the offense led by Zach Osborne, who's rushed for better than 6 yards per carry, and quarterback Alex Chappie, who's thrown for 335, and he's also rushed for 275 on the campaign.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. We got a decent amount of seniors playing. Most are a lot of our roster seniors starting, which is a good thing. And usually those guys have put their time in, and they're ready to go by the time they're that age and matured and ready to play ball.
Hey, describe your offense in layman's terms. What would you say about it and the key personnel who helped make it go in addition to your QB?
Yeah, I mean, we're a spread offense but a running offense. We want to be able to run the ball effectively in every game, and that kind of starts with our offensive line. Looking at Nolan Wilt, one of our best linemen, and Nolan Howell next to him, and you know, looking at those guys, we got 3 cousins on our line, so we always joke around about that. And then Gage, another senior, Gage Hildenbrand, another senior on the line. And, we feed the ball to Zach Osborne a lot. He's our, all-league player last year and coming back to doing a nice job running the football. We need to be a little more physical in the run game, though, and that's a big emphasis for us this week.
Hey, with 18 or 19 seniors, you've got a lot of coaches out there on the field between the hash marks.
Yeah, it's nice having guys that know what you're talking about, know what you're doing, and it's not the first time they've heard you coach up different things. So that definitely helps on both sides of the ball.
Hey, what pleased you the most about 2 season-opening wins against Indian Lake and Brookville.
I thought we played better defensively overall than we did in years past. So statistically, we played a lot better defense, and that we need to keep that going. Obviously, tonight we have a major matchup there with the quarterback being an athlete and an X factor that you can't. You know, you can script everything up, but he can break it down. So, got to really tackle well tonight. Get there and take our hits on the quarterback as best we can.
Yeah, Brogan Steffi is special. Seemingly, he makes the first or even second and third man miss about every single time. You've got to slow him down, contain him. You can't stop him, that's for sure. As you say, you've got a more experienced defense and the capability to get the job done against Minster this evening. Highlight your pass game, because in past years, you've moved the football really well through the air.
Yeah, I'm doing a nice job passing the ball. I know. Got some guys doing a good job. We got, I think, our number one receiver statistically right now is Aaron Chappie, so Alex's brother, but probably our biggest target is typically Noah Oftahauer, and we'll get the ball to Zach out of the backfield as well. So all those guys stepping up and doing a good job. Mostly seniors there again in the receiving core, so those guys are pretty experienced and doing a good job getting open on routes.
10th year head coach Nick Marino. In our pregame before tonight's broadcast of Anna against Minster, a 3-3 look, that's how you describe it, on defense for Anna with a couple of corners and three safeties. Talk about all the flexibility that gives you on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I went back to the 3-3, first time we've been in this in a while, and just playing it with the three high safeties gives you some versatility in what you can do. So we've always liked to blitz and try to be, we're kind of a blitz-heavy team, so this allows you to do it from a balanced 3-3 look there, and you can kind of bring pressure wherever you like.
A number of young men go both ways. You've got to get your good athletes on the field for as many minutes as possible.
Yep.
And smaller high school football programs have got to have quite a few guys on the field at all times, special teams, offense, defense. Anna, no exception, Minster neither. What other problems does Minster pose? It's a well-rounded club. Yeah, the quarterback is special. But there's a lot more to Minster than just Brogan Steffi.
Yeah, I mean, they got a nice running back. They got a nice line. They got, good skill kids at receiver. All those things pose a problem on the offensive side. Then defensively, they're a physical team. They play physical football. I think they're giving up 2.2 yards per carry at this point in the season. So we're looking at that and knowing that we got to be able to really be physical in the run game and block these guys up. That they fit the run real hard, and they do a real nice job there. And so looking at that, and I have to throw it a little bit, obviously, too.
And Minster, too, is senior-laden as well.
Yeah, they got a lot of seniors playing. A lot of the same jerseys you've seen for 3 years playing for them, and just like us. I was looking back at the last couple of years, and you just see a lot of the same jersey numbers out there. So we got to play well, and we've been in battles with them the last couple of years, and they've been pretty close games. And, we haven't come out on the top side of that, so we need to play a little bit better tonight.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna. Something's got to give. Anna averaging better than 6.5 yards per rush. Minster giving up 2.2 yards per running attempt. So something's got to give in that department for certain. Rushing touchdowns this year. Anna 7. Rockets have thrown for 4. Anna picking up first down and third down about 70% of the time.
Wow.
Head coach Nick Marino talking about necessary improvement for Anna's defense. Rockets scored 6 touchdowns last 2 years against Minster, but gave up 11.
Yep.
Have got to get better tonight on the defensive side of the ball if the Rockets want to have a chance to pull this game out.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've seen the last 2 years, and they've been in the ball game, and in the second half, they just couldn't stop the run, and it just became kind of a snowball effect. So, yeah, that what he talked about defensively is definitely what Anna, that's going to be the key to them winning the game tonight.
No doubt about it. Minster 2-0 as well, as we've mentioned, winning big on the road last week at Columbus Afrocentric. 4 possessions to start the game for Minster, 4 touchdowns, 28-0 halftime lead, and the game was over. Head coach Seth Whiting talked to me earlier this week, and he noted how well his team journeyed over to Columbus Afrocentric and got ready.
We're proud of the way our kids traveled and prepared for the game. I think sometimes you're on that bus for 2 hours and your kids are sleeping. They get out, their legs are dead. They, you know, whatever it is. But our kids did a good job. We got there early, got out of the bus, got food in their system, got them moving a little bit, and then went about our normal routine. So we were happy with the way the kids handled themselves and the way we came out and played in the first half. You know, but still, like week one, we had a chance to slam the door and we let a couple things slip. I don't know if we got too comfortable or what, but you know, there was plenty of good things, but there's an awful lot of work that needs done still.
On offense, you ran the football about as well week two as you did week one against Fort Laramie.
Yeah, we were, I think we ran for 330 or 340 against Laramie, and we ran for over 300 again Friday night. And they had eight guys in the box almost all night. We had put some things in that we thought could combat that and ended up not needing to use them, so that was nice that we still have those in our back pocket. But, you know, really proud of the way our offensive line's played lately.
Hey, your passing game clicked. Receivers were wide open. Why did that happen? The routes, poor defense, combination?
I think they were fine on defense. They played a ton of cover one and man-to-man, and so we were able to use you know, different route combinations that create natural rub routes, and our kids popped open. And fortunately, we're really talented at quarterback, and he's able to read and find those things. So, you know, as well as we've ran the ball the last 2 weeks, you know, Brogan's been really efficient in the passing game too. I think he's passing for right around 70%, a little less, and he's thrown for just under 400 yards, I think four or five touchdowns and no interceptions. So as well as we've ran the ball, he's been really efficient also.
We touched on this a little bit before the interview. Yes, Columbus Afrocentric came in, heralded for their speed, including Cody Anthony, of course, two-time first-team All-State player. But, wow, you shined. You ran right past them numerous times on long downfield plays.
We have some guys that can really go get it speed-wise. You know, they're baseball dudes, so we don't get to see them run on the track like we'd like sometimes, which is fine. You know, but we you know, there's still some guys on the field that can go get it. And, you know, we're obviously missing two major components to that with James Niemeyer and Noah Schwederman, who are big, tall, fast kids that, you know, just add to that. But the other guys that are playing, you know, Dylan Heikamp and Connor Schmusing and obviously Brogan and Tyler Bergman and some of the other guys at receiver, Cole Richard, Caleb Kaus, those guys can run. So, you know, we have some kids with some speed.
A few minutes ago, you alluded to the line play offensively. That group received the Clancy Star of the Game Award collectively. They pushed around the 300-pounders from Afrocentric. Once again, give credit where it's due. Name those offensive line folks who were great for you in Columbus.
Yeah, you know, Tyler Hess and Ian Hellman at our two tackles, and Will Frimmel, Grady Hine, and Gabe Bornhorst at our guards. They rotated in and out a little bit, and Evan Pranger at center. You know, two or three of those guys are first-year varsity starters or players for us. And, you know, normally you don't rotate your offensive linemen, but we have six or seven guys that we are really, really comfortable with that are interchangeable. You know, and they rotate with each other on defense with a few other guys who aren't on the offensive line, so it helps keep us fresh. But, yeah, we were drastically outsized. But, you know, our kids bust their tail in the weight room. We're big and physical. So, you know, we were outweighed a little bit, but I don't think strength was an issue for us.
Well, you were so machine-like, so disciplined, and it was something that Afrocentric was not used to playing against, that's for sure. Tell me about that early two-point conversion. You pulled it off, went up 15-0, and that gave you a two-touchdown lead, plus one additional point, put the opponent in a little bit of a bind, I thought.
Yeah, they, you know, we muddle with our extra point, and they didn't adjust on the first one, and we tried to throw it, and we have a freshman holder and a freshman kicker, and we snapped it before the official had blown the play in, so we kicked our first one, and I thought they'd adjust, and then our second touchdown, they still hadn't adjusted, so, you know, Carson Kaler is a freshman quarterback for us, but he's also our holder, so we snapped him, and he whipped it over the side, and we walked in the end zone, so, you know, it's just the muddle is in just to make people adjust. And if you don't prepare for it and adjust, then we steal, you know, an extra point from you. But, you know, for whatever reason, they hadn't adjusted to it, so we went back to it.
Seth Whiting, our guest here in the pregame before the Minster-Anna game this evening on scoresbroadcast.com. This week, you open up Midwest Athletic Conference play against the Anna Rockets, a team which the last few years has moved the ball up and down the field on you. You've handled them, but they're dangerous.
Very dangerous. It's a really good football team. Nick does a really good job with them. And, you know, them and us and Coldwater and Marion and, gosh, I'd have to look at our rosters that are up on the board, but a couple other teams in the league have so many juniors back as seniors this year. It's a really senior-heavy league this year, and they're loaded with talent. They're big, they're strong, they're fast. So, you know, we've been able to pull those games out the last few years, but you know, they're a load. They're going to be a lot to deal with, so we have to really, really play well this week.
Fourth-year head coach Seth Whiting of Minster. His club's offense will seriously test Anna here tonight. Quarterback Brogan Steffi averaging 12 yards per rush. Connor Schmiesing, 7 yards per rush. And Steffi has thrown the football for 356 yards in 2 weeks. Weather is clearing up. Should have a fine night for high school football here at Anna. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Starting lineups coming up in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on the website.
And these internet driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, the weather is improving, and we anticipate a super high school football game here tonight between Minster and Anna. Both teams 2-0. Midwest Athletic Conference action, and it all kicks off here this evening. It's a MAC game, a lot at stake. It is fall sports recognition night here at Anna. Athletes and parents being recognized down on the field as we speak. And as we look off to the northern horizon, we do see a glimmer of sunshine. I think the rain has passed through. The field is in excellent shape. The shower earlier wasn't significant. Field should not be the least bit slippery. There is lengthy grass out there. Playing surface here at Anna in outstanding condition. And that should lend itself to a fast track. Two speedy clubs as we anticipate a high-scoring contest here tonight. Let's take a look at your starting lineups for the homestanding Anna Rockets. The quarterback is Alex Shappy, a senior, 6'3", 185. Feature running back, Zach Osborne, 5'10", 175. He, too, a senior. Aaron Shappy, twin brother of Alex, 175, a senior, six-footer. He's at one wide receiver spot, along with Clay Cummins, 6'1", 165, a senior, and Noah Ofterhauer, 6'3", 185, a senior. And they are joined by Camden Palmisano, another split end. He is 6 feet, 165, and a senior. On the offensive line, Gage Hillenbrand, 6'1", 190, a senior. He's at one tackle spot, along with Julian Stearns at the other tackle, 6'4", 180, and a sophomore. The guards, Jackson Billing, 6'2", 200 pounds, a junior, and Nolan Wilt, 6'1", 230, and a junior. The center, Nolan Howell, 5'11", 195, a senior. Billing, Howell, and Wilt are cousins along that offensive line. Anna, like Minster, returns 17 starters from the 22 who will begin the game for both clubs on offense and defense. For Minster offensively, the QB, Brogan Steffi, 6'1", 180, and a senior. Feature running back, Connor Schmiesing, 5'7", 170, a senior. Fullback, Isaac Larger, 5'11", 190, and a senior. Tight end is Cole Albers, 6'8", 230, and a junior. A cadre of wideouts, Tyler Bergman, 5'7", 150, a sophomore. Cole Richard, 6 feet tall, 155, a senior. Dylan Eichkamp, 5'8", 160, a senior. Caleb Kaus, 5'8", 140, a senior. And Max Kanapke, 6 feet tall, 175, and a senior. Along the offensive line for Minster, the tackles, Tyler Hess, 6'2", 195, a senior, and Ian Holman, who's back, 6'3", 200, and a senior. The guards, Will Fremmel, 5'10", a 220-pound senior, and Gabe Bornhorst, 5'11", 205, a senior, and the center, Evan Pringer, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, and a senior. We anticipate James Niemeyer to be missed for at least several weeks for Minster. Noah Schwederman may be back fairly soon. Niemeyer 6'3", Schwederman 6'4", a couple of big cogs on offense for the Wildcats. About 7 minutes before kickoff, we'll return with more from here at Anna's Booster Field on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
We have had the playing of our national anthem here at Anna tonight. We're minutes away from the opening kickoff. Anna Rockets hosting the Midwest Athletic Conference Minster Wildcats. It's a big MAC game tonight. Elsewhere around the Midwest Athletic Conference, a series of other contests in league play. We'll run them down for you in just a minute. In Shelby County, Fort Loramie is on the road at Covington. Zine is at Sydney. And Layman Catholic entertains Ben Logan. Those are contests among our Shelby County schools this evening. Several minutes ago, you heard from Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, one of our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget now, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster has the new Lakeside subdivision in Fort Loramie, lots opening up. Also in Botkins, the Woodland subdivision in Minster, Deer Crossing, Park Place, and Stonegate Phase 3. All subdivisions being developed by Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. For more information, pick up the phone and call Wygant. That phone number for you is as follows. I'm going to put my finger on it in just a moment. 419-628-3107. 419-628-3107. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. In addition to this MAC opener here tonight, St. Henry's at Marion Local, New Bremen plays at Parkway, Coldwater's at Fort Recovery, and Versailles is at Delta St. John's. As we get scores, we will pass them along to you. Again, noting Layman Catholic's home against Benjamin Logan, Fort Loramie is at Covington, and Sydney hosts Xenia. How about Sydney last week, Chuck? Gave up 55 points and won by two touchdowns.
Yeah, I know. They scored 70 points. We're going to see Sydney soon. I think you're going to see them next week. And yeah, they must have some real athletes on the offense. But some of them need to learn to play defense.
Well, we anticipate a high-scoring game here tonight at Booster Field between Ann and Minster. I don't think we'll see the winning team get to 60, but maybe 30. Opening kickoff to start the game is boomed a half yard deep in the end zone. Caught there by the Minster return man. Schmiesing began to dart back up the field, but with the reception on the kick in the end zone, just by a foot or two, automatic touchback, automatic ball out to the 20.
Yep, I mean, I would have liked to have seen Schmiesing run the ball back. I mean, it's a good thing to kick it in the end zone when that gets back there.
Oh, Schmiesing is very, very good fast. And I remarked to head coach Seth Whiting earlier this week, 5'7", 170, pound for pound, inch for inch, might be the best player in the MAC given his size. He is diminutive. Yeah. He's not a big kid. But, wow, lightning quick on his feet, and he's got a lot of strength and plays both ways exceedingly well. Brogan Steffi starts first and 10 for Minster from the Wildcats 20. Two receivers right, one to the left. It's Steffi running. It's a quick hitter by Steffi between right guard and tackle. He is tumbled down after a gain of just a yard and a half. Second down and a little more than eight to go for a first down for Minster.
Well, that was a set that time, Minster, and they set it up again. They got trips out here to their left. Yeah, but Steffi is a threat to run the ball no matter what set they're in.
Yep, Minster loves to spread the field and run the quarterback. This time the QB Steffi, a quick pass out in the left flat. Yes, it's caught. Oh, it's a nice reception, but guess who? Connor Schmiesing. He hauled in Steffi's bullet at the 24, made a man miss, and he was off to the races, skipped over the 30, was upended at the 33. Play goes for 11, and it's a first and 10. That's almost like an end sweep. The ball delivered very fast into the flat to Schmiesing, and he gets a little bit of interference, and then he just hightails it downfield. Here is Steffi with Schmiesing alongside. Two receivers split on first and 10. Here is Steffi up the left side of the field. Yes, it's caught. That's number 8. Another one of the fine receivers for the Minster Wildcats. Dylan Heitkamp. Play very similar to the one that Schmiesing snared on the prior throw. That one to Heitkamp. Picked off up around the 35. And then he scooted to the 47. Flushed out of bounds into the Minster bench. It was Ofterhauer on the tackle, 3 yards shy of the 50. First and 10 for Minster. Two straight pass plays have produced about 27, 28 yards. Here is a run. Schmiesing tries to slide outside left tackle, pushed to the turf at the 49. Good hit in there on the play by Gage Hillenbrand of Anna right at the 49. The rush garnered 2. Second down 8. Minster a yard shy of the 50. We played 90 seconds here in the first quarter. Nothing, nothing. Initial possession of this game. Two receivers to the right for the quarterback, Rogan Steffi, who sends a man, Hillenkamp, in motion to the right. Here's a fake to Schmiesing. Oh, it's a quick strike down the middle to Heitkamp. It was a post pattern, and it was a shot to Heitkamp, who picked it off at the 33. He was toppled down at the 29. Heitkamp was the man in motion, and he simply was ignored by the Anna secondary.
Yeah, he got lost. I mean, that was where one of those safeties needs to pick him up when he's in motion. You're right, and they didn't. He was wide open.
Heitkamp caught a big one for plus 30 in the first few minutes of that game last week when Minster ran away from Columbus Afrocentric. We've got three receivers bunched to the right for the quarterback, Steffi. And here comes an all-out blitz by Anna, and it's successful. Steffi is dragged down way back at the 39. Ofterhauer got to him. Big loss on that first down play for Minster, setting up second down and probably close to 20 yards, maybe better than that. Big setback. We'll call it a sack of 9. Ball marked for play back at the 37. Minster with a second down and 19. We played 3 minutes opening quarter. Here's Anna lurching forward on the defensive line. The cadence by the Minster QB drew Anna into the neutral zone. Anna got back, and then Minster moved.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know in college, if you break the plane, it stops the play. I guess in high school, you can get back as long as you don't make anybody move.
Good quick adjustment by Anna, and then Minster broke down, committed a 5-yard penalty. So it's second down and 24 for Minster from the Anna 42. Here's Anna shuffling defensive linemen along the line of scrimmage. And here's a flat pass by Steffi. There is no block. Anna free to run to the football and make the hit. Catch is good. Small gain. Tackle at the 41. Well done by Zach Osborne as he zipped forward. Wasn't blocked. Sidestepped a man. He made the quick tackle on the receiver. 22 yards to go for Minster from the Anna 41. We played 4 minutes here in the opening quarter. No score. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. Quarterback Steffi looks at his bench for a new play call. Trips to the near side, the wide side of Anna's Booster Field. Little screen to Schmiesing in the offensive backfield at the 46. He gets a block or two down the near sideline over the numbers at the 40. 35-30 spilled at the 29. And that will set up fourth down for the Minster Wildcats. And every bit of 10 yards to go for a first down with 7:31 to go here in the first quarter. Minster in 4-down territory. Here is Anna showing blitz. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the box for Anna, trying to disturb the Minster offensive line. Play clock winding down to 5, 4. Here's the snap back to Steffi, looking middle of the field, still looking. Oh, he goes down under a heap. It's a quarterback sack at the 39-yard line. Nolan Wilt gets to the QB. And on fourth down and 10, Minster Steffi is hauled to the turf on the QB sack.
18 yards in sacks on that possession for Anna. Good job, because they were all the way down to the 20.
I tell you what, Chuck, in just the first defensive series, I've seen vast improvement by Anna over the last couple, three seasons on the defensive side of the ball.
They put no down linemen. They're just up there ready to come across. That is intimidating for an offensive lineman.
Both teams featuring a lot of seniors. Here is Anna rushing the football. Osborne is stuffed. He might have gained one forward progress to the 37. That's it. Second down, 9.5 to go for a first down. 37-yard line of Anna. 6:46 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Minster drove down the field. Got the ball to the fringe of the red zone. And then Anna's defense took over. And Minster turned the ball over on downs. Second down and 9, Anna. Here's the quarterback, Alex Shappy, takes the snap, flips it to the left, and running wide is Osborne for Anna. He's got some real estate, 40, gets a block. He's on the perimeter, 45, and he is tackled up at the 47-yard line. 3 yards short of the 50, 2 yards shy of midfield, and it is first and 10 for Anna. Not sure if that was 21 after Hauer on a flanker around, or was it 31 Osborne?
Yep.
We'll give credit to Osborne for the rush. 6:21 to go here in the first quarter, no score. Anna short of the 50. Here's Shappy, play action, looking. Uh-oh, he's under pressure. Down he goes at the 43-yard line. Shappy too hesitant in the offensive backfield. Quarterback sack. And we've seen that often already in this game, the QB going down.
He had some time. He danced around. That's one of those where you have to step to the side and throw it away and live for another down.
Second down and 16 to go for a first down for Anna at the Rockets 43. 5:46 to go in the first quarter, no score. Each team with a possession. Senior quarterback Alex Shappy at his 38 takes the snap in the spread, fires to Oster Hauer in the right flat, makes a man miss, stays on his feet, stumbles to the 50, and he drags a Minster player with him to the 45, to the 44. He is about 3 yards shy of the first down post. It is third and 3 for Anna, 44-yard line of Minster. To move the chains, Anna must advance to the 41. 5:10 to go in the first quarter, no score. Both teams on offense have crossed the 50. Here's a quick hitter, Osborne, and he is buried at the line of scrimmage right at the point of attack. Good job of the Minster Wildcats up front. Charge led by Gabe Bornhorst. Joey Dwenger was in for Minster as they stoned Osborne. No gain on the play. Anna will go for it, or at least so it seems. It looks like the Rockets will run a play from scrimmage on fourth down and 3 to go for the Minster 44. Two receivers left. Shappy, the QB. Oh, he dropped the snap. It's on the ground. He picks it up, and he is knocked down at the 49. That's where Minster takes over. 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. Quickly played first period. Nothing contest. Minster comes away, Chuck, with very good field position.
Absolutely. I mean, I know that Anna was in four down territory. They ran it on third down, and they just got stuffed. So Minster did a great job. Third down was the key on that one.
Wildcats to the line of scrimmage from the Minster 48. As we approach 4 minutes to go in a briskly played opening period. Receivers right and left for the quarterback, Brogan Steffi. We got 5, 6 defensive linemen hopping in and out, jumping up and down along the line of scrimmage for Anna as Minster runs it between left guard and tackle, and it produces about 4 to the 47-yard line of Anna. Dominic Meyer, bold forward. Meyer, a junior, 5'11", 180. He runs hard. He's got a lot of strength. And he subbed in the second quarter last week at Afrocentric, and he generated yards and chunks for Minster.
Homan had him in the backfield that time, and he shook him loose and turned it into a 4-yard gain.
Second down and about 6 for Minster, 5 wide. Steffi fakes the reverse and keeps, comes the other way. Twists and turns, stays on his feet, belted out of bounds. Not before he got to the 41. Move the sticks for Minster. Hard-nosed run by Brogan Steffi. He was eventually decked on the play. The Camden Palmisano of Anna, first and 10 Wildcats at the Rockets 41 with 3:37 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Minster driving. Second time now the Wildcats have been in Anna's half of the field. Receiver right, slot right. Almost a man in motion for Minster. Here's the quarterback, Steffi. Fires near sideline. It's in front of the Minster bench. It is picked off by Meyer of Minster. He lowers his shoulder into an Anna defender. Down he goes at the 34-yard line. The quick strike produced about six. Second down and four for Minster. Ball just shy of the 34 of the Rockets.
Steffi has hit his first six passes of the game, 6 for 6.
He's at 70% on the season. 3 minutes left to go here in the first period. Nothing contest. Minster on a march. Here's the ball given to Schmiesing to the line of scrimmage. Looks for an opening. He's got a crevice. He rumbles through it inside the 30. And he surges ahead to about the 28. He is at the first down stake. He's got it. Move the chains. Minster with the ball. 28-yard line of Anna. 2:50 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Minster nothing, Anna nothing. Wildcats in the road white, black numbers, orange and black helmets, orange trim and piping on the jerseys. Anna with the green and some black trim. Green jerseys, white pants, white helmets. Here's Minster running offensive line with a good thrust up front. Running play by Steffi down inside the 25 to the 24. Nolan Howell on the hit for Anna. 7 yards produced, though, by Steffi. Offensive line for Minster was really strong on that play. Actually, Steffi's knee went down a little sooner than we thought. Second down, about 5 to go. 23.5-yard line of Anna. 1:55 remaining here in the first quarter. There is no score. Minster driving. Steffi in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He gives it to Schmiesing, outside left tackle. He stretches to the 20. He is flattened right there. Good hit on the play by Anna in there in the tackle once again for the Rockets with Palmisano. It is third down and a couple to go for Minster. They run an outside left tackle, and the play is good enough for a first down, it appears. First and 10, Minster. Wildcats generating valuable chunks of real estate on the ground. Offensive line getting a good push.
6 first downs now for the Wildcats here in the first quarter.
New line of scrimmage, the 15. 1 minute to go in the first period. No score. Here's the fake handoff by Steffi. Quick toss into the right flat. A few yards downfield, caught at about the 16. And the receiver, Heitkamp, stays on his feet. And he plows inside the 10. Might have gotten to the 9. Zach Osborne caught up with him. 7 or 8 yard gain for Minster. Second down, 2 or 3 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage mark for play is just inside the... What is that? The 10-yard line?
Yes. Yep, on the right on the 9.
Half minute to go here in the first quarter. Second down, 3 to go for a first down. 7 in the box for Anna. Steffi gives. Schmiesing wrapped up. Down he goes. Right at the point of attack. He gained nothing. Ofterhauer slanted through to get the stop. And that'll close out the first quarter. When we resume, third and about 3 for Minster at the Anna 9. First quarter's in the books. The teams have moved the ball. No points on the board yet, though. Nothing after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Up here we go. We commence action in quarter number two. Anna nothing, Minster nothing. Wildcats confront a third and four from the Anna nine. That's the situation. Steffi at QB. He's in the spread, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage, back near the 15, schmeezing alongside. Lines are down. Here's the third and four play from the Anna 9. Steffi runs it behind schmeezing. Oh, he slices, dashes, lunges forward, got to the 1 8-yard scamper by Steffi. Offensive line did the job up front.
Yeah, they opened a big hole for him that time. And they're going on the quick snap, too.
Opening 42nd, second quarter. Steffi fakes the inside handoff, and he keeps it. There he goes, looping around left end. He's got the touchdown. Brogan Steffi circled Anna's defense and raced in for six. Steffi on a one-yard run for the touchdown. Set it up with an 8-yard run. Beckham Steffi in to kick the PAT. Minster muddles, Anna adjusts, so then Minster conforms to the conventional PAT try. Line is set for Minster, it's down for Anna, good snap from center. Kick is away by Steffi, looks good, it's true, perfect, right down the middle. Left-footed kick by Steffi, right on the button. And Minster draws first blood, 17 seconds into quarter number two. Minster 7, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs, and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
We are now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie has gone truly local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. As Minster kicks off down to the Anna 17, and the return man blitzes right back up the middle. It's Osborne, stays on his feet, trudges to the 37. Nice bring back by Zach Osborne, who developed a crevice up front, and he gashed through it after muffing the kickoff on the ground. Anna starts first and 10 from the 37-yard line. Hey, don't forget Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli sub shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Here's the quarterback, Chappie, throwing right flat. It's Oftrauer. Oftrauer spinning, turning, churning, stays on his feet, breaks one tackle, another. He's to the 45, the 50, into the Minster end of the field at the 48-yard line. Wow. Formidable effort by Ofterhauer after the catch.
Absolutely. Boy, he's one strong kid.
So stop by today at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer's Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market is your new community go-to store. First and 10, Anna Minster, 48-yard line. We played 1 minute here in the second quarter. Minster leads 7-0. Quarterback Alex Chappie takes the snap from center. Hits a run all the way for the QB. He explodes outside right tackle. And he hot foots it down to the 40 to the 39 of Minster. Connor Schmiesing upended him. But Chappie ripped off 8 or 9 on the play. First and 10, Anna. 10.5 to go, second quarter. Minster 7, Anna nothing. After a scoreless first period, Minster registered 7 in the opening half minute of quarter number 2. Anna trying to respond. Snap to Chappie, pump fake, then delivers the ball in front of the Anna bench beyond the numbers, far sideline. And it is caught by Paul Masano with a knee on the ground. Good effort by him as he cradled the ball. Winner tackled him from behind for Minster. New line of scrimmage, the 34-yard line.
These two quarterbacks have combined for 10 for 10 to start the game throwing the ball.
Boy, they are seniors, experienced. They know what they are doing, Steffi and Chappie. For Minster and Anna, respectively. Snap to Chappie. It's a bubble screen to the left. It is caught behind the line of scrimmage. It's a 38. The receiver for Anna makes a man miss. It's Aaron Chappie who stays on his feet, and he plows down to the 30, the 29. Play covered a lot of territory. Wound up netting about 4 or 5 on the play. 9.5 to go, second quarter. Second down and 5 officially for Anna at the Minster 29. 7-0 Wildcats. Here's Chappie, play action. Fakes to Osborne. Receiver in the right flat. Catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts, the 5'10 sophomore, hauled it in. Dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline. Made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10 before being flushed out of bounds. Let's see where the ball is marked for play, Chuck. Inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line. Maybe the 7.5 for Anna. First and 10. Love that play call.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that kid's got some wheels.
Yep, Roberts was not covered up. He was ignored by Minster. Roberts, the receiver on that play for Anna, made the Wildcats pay. Oh, here is a sweep around to the left. It's Osborne for Anna. Gets a block, puts his head down, and surges into the end zone. We've got a 7-6 game.
Good answer by the Rockets.
Yep, Minster scored in the first half minute of the second quarter, and guess what? 4 minutes later, or I should say 3 minutes later, Anna is within a point at 7-6. Extra point try here by Anna upcoming. Wind blowing out of the northwest into the face of the Anna kicker shouldn't be a factor at all, though, on this PAT. As Anna kicks for the tie. Snap from center high. Holder snares it. Spots it down. Kick is slammed through the uprights. It is good. 8:49 left, second quarter. Anna 7, Minster 7. A good one here at Booster Field. It's opening night in the MAC on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. I'm Jack along with Chuck.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, and it's in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. Typical turnaround, just a week. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact O'Reilly online at OReillyMTS.com. Minster off and running on the return of the Anna kickoff. Look out, up the left side. It is Heitkamp at the 25-30. Gets a block, stays on his feet. Far side of the field, in front of the Anna bench. Streaking down the far side of the gridiron, beyond the numbers, to the 35-30. And Anna didn't catch up with, I think, Dylan Heitkamp on the return until he got all the way down to about the 20-yard line. It was Schmiesing, not Heitkamp. Speed to burn for Connor Schmiesing. Boy, he and Heitkamp can pick him up and lay them down.
It was Heitkamp. It was number 8. And, boy, he was flying.
I thought it was number 8, but the public address announcer said 10. Schmiesing.
He was wrong.
8:38 to go here in the second quarter. Stepping out of bounds was the return man at the 37, so the yards were not quite as plentiful as I first noted. 8:38 left to go here in the second quarter. 7-7 tie. Minster in business. Line of scrimmage, 27 of Anna. Here is Steffi. Deep drop. Could be a middle screen. Oh, he throws that one away. Pitched it over the head of Schmiesing as that was aborted thanks to good pursuit from Anna's defense on Shappy, or I should say on Steffi, who then wisely just ditched the play and flipped the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, he started to throw it, had a defender in his face, and he had to kind of double clutch it. Did a good job of just throwing it away.
As we were saying a few minutes ago, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi accepting position applications. Minster with a screen to the right flat. Wow, it's caught on the dead run. Receiver hauled it in. Cole Richard, beautiful one-handed stab. Steffi fired it to him. It looked like when the ball was released, it was going to have too much height on it. And it was Cole Richard showing his basketball skills right there as he reached up and snared the ball on his fingertips, scooted down the near sideline. Big gain for first down. There is a marker, and it's an offensive foul against Minster. And it's going to cost the Wildcats dearly. So wipe out that first down pass play from Steffi to Richard.
It had to be holding. 10-yard penalty right there.
New line of scrimmage is the Anna 33. So it's going to be second down. And let's see how many yards to go for a first down. Second and 17. Yep. Just over 8 to play in quarter number 2. We're tied up at 7. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 33. Steffi back to pass. Looks middle of the field. No one available there. He throws underneath to one of his receivers. It's Caleb Kaus. And he's got quick feet as well. Kaus pulled it down, then ran laterally to the near sideline, was speared out of bounds at about the 23. Play produces 10, third and 7 for Minster, 23-yard line of Anna, 7:38 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 7. Minster needs 7 yards in these next two plays. Quarterback Steffi features two receivers to the left. He looks to the right, slant pattern, wide open receiver. Yes, it's sophomore Tyler Bergman. He's got it right in the middle of that Anna zone. Steffi to Bergman, first and 10, Wildcats. That quick slant is effective here for Minster. And so far in 2.5 games, it has been a difficult pass pattern to slow down. Minster has used it well. First and 10 for the Wildcats. New line of scrimmage is the 14-yard line of Anna. 7-7 tie. 5 minutes into quarter number 2. Here's the quarterback, Steffi. Fakes to Schmiesing. Steffi's off and running. Look at him go. Zags. Over. Touchdown. Steffi.
14 yards out for Minster, which leads it 13-7. Steffi, a slide of hand maneuver in the offensive backfield. He had the ball for an instant in the tummy of Schmiesing, pulled it out, and away Steffi went behind the offensive line on the right side. Beckham Steffi in for the PAT. He kicked one successfully at the start of this period. He tries to match the extra point of Shappy of Anna after the Rockets touchdown, and he does, lifting Minster to a 14-7 lead, 6:48 left here in the second quarter. Hey, don't forget, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, on the web at O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. Positions available apply at O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to participate in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com and supporting the region's academic and athletic programs. If you can't attend the big game, join O'Reilly Machine Tool Services and scoresbroadcast.com for all of the exciting action. 14-7 lead, Minster on top of Anna. Another proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a ground ball kickoff, flubbed by Ann at the 30. The deeper man covers it at the 21, angles back up the middle of the field between the hash marks, and he's decked at the 34-yard line, and that's where Anna starts first down, 10 yards to go.
It was Aaron Chappie that picked that one up.
Yep, it was Aaron who retrieved it, and he got it to the 33, and that's where the Rockets start first and 10, down by 7, as the offenses have revved up here in the second quarter. 21 points tallied in just over 5 minutes of play in the second period of action. Here's the quarterback, Shaffy, gives it on the play to Osborne. Oh, he ducks into the right and then pops it to the outside. Significant gain by Osborne. Look at him chug to the near sideline. Boy, does he run with confidence, Chuck. And he plowed ahead over the 40 to about the 43, 44. He garners a dozen. First and 10, Anna.
He's so strong and deceptively quick.
Yes, he's got good change of direction skills. First and 10, Anna, 44, the Rockets, 14-7, Minster. 6:35 to go here in the second quarter. Quarterback Shappy gives to Osborne, right up the gut. Oh, he's got good blocking. Look at him spin. And he knifes inside the 50 over to the 49 of Minster. The play developed for 7, second down and 3 for Anna. 3 feet into Minster's half of the gridiron. As I was saying a moment ago, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm at Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Here's the quarterback, Chaffee, in the offensive backfield. Good rush by Minster. And here is a quick flip on the play to Osborne behind the line, who didn't adjust quickly enough. Minster was all over that play. Osborne couldn't hang on to the leather in the offensive backfield. Maybe a good thing he did not.
Yeah, he probably saved himself about a four-yard loss.
Incomplete pass, third down. And a full 3 to go for a first down for Anna from the Minster 49. Two receivers right, one to the left.
There it is.
Quarterback Alex Shappy in the offensive backfield. Dishes on the play to Osborne. Osborne around the right side. Makes a man miss. He's beyond the linebackers. And he generates a big gain to the 40 of Minster. It's a first down. Osborne is so strong. Boy, you can see that experience. He has really built himself up from head to toe. Sturdy runner, deceptively quick, as Chuck noted a moment ago. And Anna's got the ball now at the Minster 40. with a receiver flanked far left. That's Aaron Chappie. It's the quarterback, Alex, in the offensive backfield, stalled momentarily, did dance ahead for a couple. Turned no gain or a loss of one into a plus two. Second down, 8 for Anna from the 38 of Minster. 5:07 to go, first half, 14-7 Rockets. Very good MAC opening game here, Chuck.
Absolutely. We thought, the two really good football teams, well coached, love the crowd. What a nice night.
Spirited performance by both teams. Here's the quarterback, Alex Chappie. Fakes the ball to Osborne, throws it to the left flat. It's behind the intended receiver. It's picked off on the ground by Cole Richard of Minster. Sliding to the turf. He snared the underthrown ball intended by Anna for a receiver down around the 25. It was 4 or 5 yards short, or there was a misconnection. Perhaps Chappie, the quarterback, expected a little different turn on the pass route, and it was Cole Richard with the pick. And that stops the Anna drive at the 30. Minster takes over up 14-7. And we have played now here in the second quarter better than 7 minutes. 4:46 to go till halftime. Minster Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. It is Steffi, 5 yards behind the line, gives to Schmiesing, and he makes a jump cut at the point of attack near hash mark, puts his head down, and leaps ahead to the 35, over it to the 36.
He stayed up, rolled off the defender forward to pick up another 2 yards. That was impressive.
Very gifted runner is Schmiesing. Wow, does he have a lot of savvy to go with that body of his, which pound for pound, inch for inch, he's one of the best players at the high school level in the area, that's for sure.
Well, he's just a strong kid.
Second down and 3 after the 7-yard run by Schmiesing. And here's the play call again to Schmiesing. Schmiesing's hit at the 44. The ball is popped up in the air. It's loose on the ground. Anna swiped at it, missed it, but the Rockets did get it at the Minster 49.
Wow, that's too bad.
First and 10, Anna on the Minster half of the 50. So in the span of just a couple of plays, Chuck, a turnover each way. 3:53 to go here in the second quarter. Anna ball at the Minster 49.
You don't see Schmiesing fumble very often. He got a hand on the football and pulled it out. I didn't catch the number, but excellent play by the Rockets.
Yep, Anna got a fist on the leather and spiked that ball out of Schmiesing's grasp. First and 10, Anna, 49 of Minster. Here is Alex Chappie rolling right, and it is an aborted play. Minster with hot pursuit on the Anna QB, who throws it into the flat in the ground. Incomplete. Stops the clock. 3:55 in the second. 14-7 Minster. They once again, Schaefer Oil and Propane in Fort Loramie, pleased to partner with the Scores broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. Here's Anna in sweep on second and 10. Anna tries to get the corner turned. It's Osborne. He's on the edge, far side of the field, in front of the Anna bench, and he's chased out of bounds after zipping for 4. Third and 6 for Anna, 45-yard line of Minster. 3:48 to go here in the second quarter. 14-7 Minster. Anna trying to answer back. 2 consecutive turnovers in less than 90 seconds. Receiver far right. Double tights to the left for the quarterback, Chappie. He throws to the left, and the receiver can't hang on. T.J. Roberts looked back at Chappie. The ball was on top of him in a hurry.
That's a problem.
And it looked like with one block, or if Roberts makes one man miss, he's got a lot of gridiron out ahead. So as a result, Anna's now confronting a 4th and 6 with 3:46 to go in the second quarter. Minster leading 14-7 on scorersbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Very interesting decision for Anna on 4th and 6 from the Minster 45. The punter is Aaron Chappie, twin brother of Alex. And before the snap from center on this big 4th and 6 play, 5-yard penalty assessed against Minster. Anna had lined up as if the Rockets were going to go for it and not punt. Minster might have been a little confused and commits a pre-snap foul. And now Anna's got a fourth and a makeable one from the Minster 40. 3:46 to go, second quarter. Minster 14, Anna 7. Receiver far left for the quarterback, Alex Chappie. He takes the snap 5 yards behind the line, gives it to Osborne. Osborne puts his head down. He bucks to the line of scrimmage. He's ramrodded by the Minster defense, which stopped him cold. Minster on the stalemate tackle of Osborne at the 40. Minster ball. 3:41 to go, quarter number two. Big stop by the Wildcats, Chuck.
Oh, that was an outstanding play. They had three guys right there. Didn't give him a chance to get to the outside like he's been getting. The defensive end did a good job of turning him in where they had help.
Time out called. Well, no, we've got a measurement.
We've got a measure. He had to get to like the 39, so it's going to be short.
And the measurement is pretty much academic. A good 18 inches short is Anna. Nose of the football inside the Minster 40. Anna needed to get to almost the 39. Minster possession after Osborne was met solidly on the play. Good hit by Kettner of the Wildcats, and Minster takes over.
He is not an easy man to stop short when he gets a little head of steam going. That was a nice tackle.
Yep, Osborne, very difficult to bring down immediately. Usually his forward thrust will get him a yard or two after contact, but Minster did a great job and nailed Osborne right now. Wildcats take over. Steffi deep in the pocket, looks middle of the field post pattern, jump ball down inside the 25, a white jersey, a green jersey, incomplete. Dylan Heitkamp, the intended receiver. 3:36 to go here in the second quarter. Minster 14, Anna 7. Ball at the Wildcats 40.
Nice defensive play by Aaron Chappie that time.
As Anna had that throw by Steffi well covered. Wholesale changes for Minster offensively. This team's got a bevy of wide receivers, and three new ones come in. And they are featured trips to the left for Minster's quarterback, Steffi. Slot left, receiver flanked 8 yards to the right. And that's the man who's targeted up at the 47, 48-yard line. Catch made. It's Bergman, very close to a first down, a yard shy of the 50. Ball marked for play at the 49, third and 2 feet for Minster. 14-7 Wildcats, 3:31 to go. Second quarter of this game. breeze out of the northwest, clouds overhead, no rain. It quit about an hour before kickoff. Splendid night for high school action as we open Midwest Athletic Conference play. It's the quarterback, Steffi. He dances at the line of scrimmage. He looks for a slither of an opening, finds one, and he cuts through it to the end of 48, first and 10, Minster. 3:23 to go, second quarter. Timeout situation, Chuck. All three remaining for Minster and two for Anna. As I read the scoreboard correctly,
I think they got three for Minster and two for Anna on the scoreboard.
Yep, that's what I noted. Minster with all three, the full complement of three timeouts remaining for the Wildcats. Who send Kaus in motion. Quarterback Steffi, nervous feet in the pocket, still dancing around. Late delivery, left side of the field, at the line of scrimmage. No good, too high for Cole Richard. Good pressure right up the middle from Anna's defense on that play.
They had two people in motion at the same time at the start of that play. I'm surprised they didn't get flagged.
48 of Anna, second and 10 for Minster. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Clock stops. Play clocks at 12, 11. Trips to the left for Steffi. Takes the snap at his 47. Middle of the field, tight window. Bergman's got it. Hauls it in at the 40. Stays on his feet. Tucks that football away. Protects it. And plows to the 35. Five more yards after catch. First and 10, Minster. 35 of Anna. Boy, did Steffi ever thread the needle on that one, Chuck.
But they run that little slant, and they're just not, I mean, he throws it perfectly. And five or six receivers with great hands. What a combination.
Execution well done by Minster. Trips to the left. First and 10, Anna 35. Here's Steffi. Anna tries to get to him up the middle. Can't. Open receiver, middle of the field. Yes, Caleb Kaus on the dead run. Has it at the 19. Angles near sideline. Gets outside the hash. Upended down around the 10. Oh, what a play. Steffi is hot. And his receivers are glue-fingered. Steffi pitching it into tight windows. And the Minster pass catchers don't seem to ever make a drop. New line of scrimmage is right at the 10-yard line. Goal to go, Minster. A minute 56 remaining here in the second quarter. Here is Steffi barking out signals. Play clocks at 3, 2. Steffi, handoff. Outside right tackle. It's Schmiesing. He's got some open space. Look at him go. Gets a block inside the 5. He's got it. Schmiesing for 6 more. Minster takes the lead up to 20-7. Final, a minute 43 of the second period of play. Minster Wildcats with Beckham Steffi on to try the left-footed PAT and stretch the bulge out to 14. Lines are down. Good snap. Kick away. End over end. Between the posts. He nails it. 21-7 Minster. 1:48 to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Markets is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Ensuing kickoff for Minster, which leads in this game now by a 21-7 count with a minute 43 to go in quarter number two. Nate Barhorst, 14-year head basketball coach on the boys' side at Anna, is our guest at intermission. and we've got some sunshine filtering through here at Anna's Booster Field. Kickoff far side of the gridiron, rolls to a stop at the 13. Anna picks it up right there, and the return man makes one man miss. Minster has got him corralled, though, inside the 25. Anna starts from its 23.
That kick on the ground and stopped about a half a yard from going out of bounds. Gave Chaffee no choice but to pick it up and try to run with it.
Yep, well done. Perfectly placed by Minster on the kickoff. Rockets will start 24-yard stripe in Anna's end of the field. Minster had the first possession of this game, so Anna will get the ball to start the third quarter. Here's a flare into the left flat. It is caught behind the line of scrimmage. Run after a catch to the 26. Second down, 8 to go for Anna. Scoreboard clock down to minute 22, minute 21. 14-point lead Minster. 21-7 Wildcats. Anna in a little bit of a hurry now. Rockets will get the ball to start the second half, as it noted. Here's Chaffee back to pass, and a hole developed in front. He thought about running, then made a late delivery down the left sideline, high, out of bounds, into the Minster bench. Minute 6 to go, second quarter. 21-7 Minster on top. Third and 8 here for Anna, and if you throw and don't make it, Chuck, you punt. Minster gets the ball, 3 timeouts,
yep.
And 50 seconds or so left in the second quarter. Very interesting stretch of this game for Anna, which cannot afford to give up more points in this first half. Chaffee, deep drop, screen behind the line. Minster seemingly has it covered pretty well. And the pass catcher for Anna is stretched out across the field all the way to the boundary at the 30. Comes up 2 or 3 short of a first down. Anna has no choice but to kick it. 58 ticks remaining here in the second quarter. And Minster will get the ball after the punt here by Chaffee of Anna. Aaron Chaffee back inside his 20. To take the snap. You don't want to punt it to Schmiesing. Here's the kick. Schmiesing on the run. He can't catch it in the air. Does so on a bounce. And then he goes to a knee. At the 34, Minster's got it. 51.5 to go, second quarter. 21-7 in favor of the Wildcats. We'll see what Minster can do with the ball, Chuck. In the waning seconds of quarter number 2, a chance here for Minster to maybe create an insurmountable lead.
Well, I mean, they're going against that three high safeties that Anna's been throwing, and they're throwing the ball right down the middle, side to side, down the middle. They're moving it around. An outstanding coaching job and play calling by Minster so far.
Just what the Wildcats did last week at Columbus against Afrocentric. Threw it all over the field at will. Quarterback Steffi back inside his 30 at the 27. It's a late crossing pattern to Schmiesing. Schmiesing dashes over the 40, near sideline, flag thrown, offensive backfield of Minster. Schmiesing finally caught after a 15-yard gain. Play is wiped out. 44.9 to go here in the second quarter. 21-7 Minster.
Yeah, I mean, they were up close to midfield. They were getting ready to run again. And it got a break on the penalty call.
Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play, 25. And Minster's half of the gridiron. Short drop by Steffi. Out pattern, near sideline Bergman. Off his fingertips, out of bounds. Ball thrown up ahead to about the 32-33. Second down, 24 Minster. Clock stops, 41.1 to go.
Anna's defense, where the linemen have all been standing and faking like they're coming in, Minster's offensive line has adjusted to that. They're doing a great job of keeping Steffi clean now.
Yep, good observation, Chuck. Yeah, Minster has responded. Anna threw him a curve or two with a lot of that stunning up front on defense. And no really true down linemen, as they were all upright for Anna, and it confused Minster a little bit, first possession or two. Minster has adjusted, figured it out. Here's a short pass play right flat, but Minster caught, run out of bounds to the Minster 32-yard line. It sets up third down, still a bunch to go for a first down. Over 15 needed for the Wildcats, or Minster will have to punt it away. 36.3 to go, second quarter, 21-7 Minster. Wildcats have the ball inside their own 30. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Brogan Steffi. Here comes Anna blitzing. Steffi spins away from a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. It was a quarterback draw. Oh, he's pasted right at the 30. Clock stops, 29.2 to go in the second.
That was Jack Edwards, number 50, that hit him in the hole there. And he's going to feel that. Steffi's going to feel that one tomorrow.
Timeout called. Under a half minute remaining, quarter number two. Minster with a fourth down coming up, punting situation from the Cats, 29, 21-7 Minster. Hey, A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, more than 200 customers served by A&M Pallet. These many regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for the high-quality education and great variety of sports programs our local schools provide. A&M Pallet in Arushi, pleased to promote the pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Good punt by the Minster Wildcats down inside the 25-yard line of Anna. In fact, it trickled out of bounds right at the 25. 22 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Anna's got to go 75 yards very quickly. Rockets need a big play. Anna will receive the ball to start the second half. It's Osborne shimming some more. A little juke. He darts outside. He made significant yards out of nothing. Got about 7 or 8. Clock stops. 12.9 to go. Quarter number two. Line of scrimmage, 37 of Anna. 21-7 Minster. Final seconds late here in the second period. Again, Nate Barhorst, head basketball coach at Anna on the boys' side. Our guest at halftime, 14 years in the program coming up this winter for Nate. Here is Shappy, the QB, throws left flat. Oh, it's a little hook and lateral, caught behind the line, and then pitched to a second man, smelled out by Minster, a loss on the play of two, and that's how the half concludes. 21-7, Minster leads Anna by 14 at intermission here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it.
paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. About 20 minutes away from the start of our second half, Minster leads Anna by a score of 21-7. Our halftime report being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Had a scoreless first quarter, Chuck, and then, wow, 4 touchdowns in the second period.
Yeah, well, I mean, both teams went up and down the field. The difference was Minster put 3 of them in the end zone and only put 1. They get the kick to start the third quarter, and that's going to be a big possession for them if they're going to stay in this football game.
Yep, Anna gets the ball to start the second half. Let's look at some first half numbers.
Well, first downs, Minster had 12, Anna had 7. 14 of 18 for Steffi for 148 yards. 8 of 13 for Shappy for 63 yards. Total yards, Minster had 221. Anna had 117. Turnovers, each team turned the ball over 1 time in the first half. Just an outstanding offensive game in the first half, Jack.
Tell you what, the team that stops the other a little more often in the second half will probably win this game. There will be a punt or two somewhere.
There will be. Just so many offensive weapons on Minster. I don't know. There's no way to stop them all, and that's what Ann is finding out here in the first half.
Yeah, Steffi and Schmiesing are really special, and I mentioned the receivers for Minster. Is it a bevy? Is it a cadre? It's a horde. It's a horde of outstanding quick receivers on the outside, and Steffi's throws have been right on the money. I thought Anna started the game defensively pretty well, and then Minster caught fire. A few turnovers occurred, and those have helped turn this game around. Anna needs to score early on second half.
Absolutely. They need to score on their possession to get this thing down to a one-score game, because they've not truly shown that they can stop Minster. So they're going to have to score some points, because I don't think they're going to shut Minster out in the second half.
Exactly. Our halftime report brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
And we welcome you back here on scoresbroadcast.com to high school football opening night, MAC play, Midwest Athletic Conference action. Minster on the road here at Anna. 4 touchdowns scored. Minster's got 3 of them. Wildcats lead by a tally of 21-7. Anna will receive the ball to start the second half. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, joined by Nate Barhorst. 14th year this coming season as head coach of Anna boys basketball, and it seems like about 9 or 10, man, of these 14 years, coach, flown by. You've had a lot of fun, you enjoy it, and I can tell, we all watch it, what a great job you do.
tremendous relationship with the student athletes. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure to coach these Anna athletes for the years that I've had the opportunities. Like you said, I'm going into my 14th year. You blink and, boy, it's like where did the time go, you know? So I still remember when I first got into it. And you know, it's been a blessing to come back to your home school and your alma mater to coach, for sure.
Two fantastic seasons. As we look back in the past, back in
17 and 18.
17, 18, you went 21-5.
Yep.
Very next year, 18 and 19, you went 25-3. Recall those two campaigns and some of the outstanding personnel that made those clubs click.
Well, I remember when we first got it going, I think that would have been like Wyatt Bensman's senior year when we went back in 2000. That would have been, what did he say, 17, 18, right?
You are.
That's when we got things rolling, got to the district championship, and lost that one to Purcell Marion, who eventually got us again in the regional final.
Yep.
Thought we might have had a better chance in that 18-19 season. Guys like Griffin Dosek and Carter Elliott would have been seniors that year. Of course, we had, you know, Bart Bixler and Riley Huelskamp and Isaac Leininger. So those guys is really is what kind of gave us the competitive edge to get to that point. And I tell you, it just kind of led to other success from there. So, I tell you, it was quite the crew to have back in that day. I mean, we had four solid years, winning the league, winning three district championships. So, those years are definitely close to the heart right there.
You've alluded to some great campaigns, some super contests and victories.
Yep.
Maybe none any bigger than spoiling Rushi's unbeaten season, February 2nd of 2024.
Yes.
You won that game 52-48
yep.
at home. We had a massive audience on scoresbroadcast.com of 3,600 listeners.
Wow.
You won it by four. Rushi went on to reach the state semifinals,
yep.
lost only two the entire season.
Yep.
You played exceedingly well that night and forced Rushi to be off its game just a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that Rushi team, and of course they got a great one coming back again this year. You're talking about some years that I don't know will ever be, you know, replicated by a school like that. And amazing, amazing team. Very well coached, very disciplined, great group of boys. And, you know, we had to have a perfect game played against them. And, of course, we needed a, you know, a game from them that they were a little down. And they missed some shots. I thought we put together a perfect game plan on how we wanted to play them, had stats on everything for the last 10 games that they played. But it did. It took some luck on our side for them to miss some shots. And then we had some guys really step up in some critical situations. You know, Evan Myers had 14 and led us in scoring that night, and they had two big threes in the second half that kind of propelled us, you know, to get us the lead there towards the end. Of course, Mason Carey does his thing. Trey Heitkamp, you know, he had two big threes. I think that was in the third quarter of that game. And, we just had some big situations towards the end that really kind of sealed the deal. And remember the two free throws by Derek Madden that really clinched it for us down the stretch. So, that game will never... I'll never forget, and it's big in a lot of aspects. So.
Talking with Nate Barhorst, 14th year this coming season, head boys basketball coach at Anna. We're at the half of Anna Minster football, 21-7, Minster in the lead over Anna here at the break. Again, reflecting back on February 2nd earlier this year, you beat Rushi 52-48. It took 3 or 4 minutes to play the final 20
seconds. That game seemed like it took forever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the final 20 seconds took several minutes to play. You entered that segment of the game having committed just one team foul in that fourth quarter. That was to your advantage. We pick up the action 50-48 Anna with a little over 20 seconds to go in the fourth back on February 2nd. Earlier today, Chuck, I emailed
and head coach Nate Barhorst thanked him for sending me stats. And I said, boy, you've been snake bitten lately. And he responded saying, boy, I hope we pull out a thriller tonight.
Well, they could. They got the two-point lead.
20 seconds to go. Rucci inbounds. Midcourt at Sportures. And he's called for a palming violation.
And he did. I'll tell you what. He started to reach in for the carry. Had the steal. And he dribbled over top of his hand. That was an excellent call.
Yep. The offensive player gained the advantage with the very high dribble and palming violation. Good defense on the play by Gary to cause it for Anna. And then the Rockets come racing up the right side of the floor. Good defense by Rucci in return. And it's a travel call on Gary right in front of the Anna fans at midcourt.
He did. He caught it. And the defender was there.
A turnover each way. 50-48, Anna. 13.6 to go. Holding foul near midcourt on the Rockets, who commit their second. Again, Anna can burn two more. Anna can burn two more fouls. Leading but two is Anna. 13.6 to go, fourth quarter.
Well, they miss Quinter out with some fouls. They need him with the handle of the ball.
Here's Borchers, top of the circle. Foul line extended left. Holding foul committed by Madden of Anna. That's number three. We're down to 10.3 to go in the fourth quarter. Rucci needs a two-pointer to tie. A triple would win it. Anna's got one more foul to give, a fourth. 50-48, Anna, 10.3 left. Timeout called. Back in a moment. Great game. Photo finish upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com. Rucci with the ball. 10 seconds to go. Raiders down two. Deep left corner. On the dribble, Monin gives it to Borchers. 5 seconds to go. Monin, foul line jumper. No good. He was short on the shot. He lowered his shoulder and committed an offensive foul before releasing the ball. 3.5 to go. 3.5 left. Rucci down two. Anna will throw it in. Rucci will have to foul immediately. Hopefully the floor won't get stormed if Anna prevails. Ball up the right side of the court. Caught on the play near midcourt by Madden. And running over to foul him right now, Francis of Rucci. 2.4 left here in the fourth quarter. 50-48 in favor of Anna, but two.
Raiders are out of timeouts.
And that was foul number six on Rucci. Two-shot situation at the stripe. Madden for Anna. He aims and nails it. 51-48 Rockets. Rucci's got to hope a miss here. And then the Raiders have got to go 84 feet. Zip, zip, zip. The three-pointer to tie. Second shot by Madden in the air. Oh, it's a four-point lead. That'll do it. Four-point lead. Madden made them both. Rucci at midcourt. Longer by Cordonier. Off to the right. Off to the right. Anna spoils the undefeated season for the Raiders, who are now 16-1. The Rockets shock the high school basketball world here tonight in the state of Ohio and beat the number one ranked Division IV team by four, 52-48, Anna over Rucci. And Nate, that was a milestone win for you. 200 grand
yes, that's
total?
Correct. 200 on that night. Yeah. What a night to have it, right? We still talk a lot about that game and what it would take, you know, to, you know, over, you know, be able to just continue to piggyback off of that type of momentum. And I'm hoping that we can continue that and, you know, and be more consistent. And that's what we need this upcoming season is more consistency. So we talk about the big charge at the end that we took. That's huge. So,
and that was Rucci's second year reaching the state Final Four, losing to the Cleveland team 2 years in a row in the state semifinal. And you beat them before and played exceedingly well to get it done. That was number 200 for head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna. Nate, congratulations. Look forward to you're number 14.
You're number 14, yeah. Yeah, be here before you know it, right? Yep. Right around the corner.
Looking forward to calling your games.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank
Chuck,
you.
Jack, thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
Nate Barhorst, head boys basketball coach, our guest here at the half. of gridiron action here tonight between Minster and Anna. 21-7 in favor of Minster here at halftime. So many thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. We serve a wide range of clients, individuals, families, business owners, giving them confidence and clarity about their financial future, offering retirement planning, wealth planning, active portfolio management, estate planning, risk management as well, and in addition, proactive tax planning, employer group benefits, Medicare and individual health planning, plus Social Security planning. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Phone 937-518-1776. 937-518-1776. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. 21-7 Minster over Anna. A few minutes away from our third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy, let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's, just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
It is the second half of high school football tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster Anna here at Booster Field. Rockets trail the Wildcats 21-7. Minster prepares to kick off to begin play in the second half. Key stretch of this game coming up for Anna's offense. Rockets down by 14. Kickoff down to the 17-yard line. Anna returns far side of the field. Great coverage by Minster. Tackle made right around the 27 or 28. And that's where Anna starts first and 10. Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, key building components. Anna's got to find a way here in the second half to slow down Brogan Steffi's running and passing. And Anna has to score, score, and score on offense here in the third and fourth quarters. Key building components of the second half of this game, which opened the doors to success for these two teams. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Arushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Francis Schulte in Arushi. Anna's first play, third quarter, produces about eight. And now the Rockets confront a second and two from their own 36.5, opening 45 seconds. Third quarter of action. Minster in the lead, 21-7. Play action, and then a quick hitter, a pass over the middle. It's a slant that was zipped in a hurry by Shappy at the feet of the receiver. No good at the 43.
It was wide open. He just missed him.
Third down, close to three to go for a first down for Anna. 11:06 remaining, third period of this game. 21-7 Minster. Will Shappy throw? Does he elect to stuff it into the tummy of Osborne and rely on the offensive line? Shappy, he's throwing all the way. Oh, Minster's all over it. Ball caught in the left flat. It is hauled in by Aaron Shappy. What a hit on the play by the Wildcats. Give credit where it's due. Schmiesing blasted the receiver a step or two over the line of scrimmage, and Anna's got to kick. No choice. Schmiesing excelling on offense, defense, and special teams, and here he is back to receive the punt at the 37-yard line of Minster. Aaron Shappy to punt the football from his own 30. Gets it away, end over end. Hits 10 yards in front of Schmiesing. He snares it at the 29. Goes right back up the middle and goes down on a knee under a heap of green jerseys at the 33 or 34. That's where Minster has it, first and 10, leading 21-7. Imperative now for Anna's defense to get the job done, Chuck.
Yeah, they think of a score here. It's probably going to be tough for them to get back in this football game.
Minster has defeated Anna the last two seasons. 39-21, 35-18. Anna produced six touchdowns in those two contests, but Minster scored at will. And the Wildcats own a 14-point cushion here. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Minster possession, 34-yard line. It is the QB, Steffi. Gives it off on the play to the ball carrier, who digs hard. It's Dominic Meyer between right guard and tackle, surging over the 40, stays on his feet, and lurches to the 44. He's got a dozen and a first down. Man, oh man, the offensive line of Minster is outstanding again for the third week in a row. Ian Holman, Gabe Bornhorst, Evan Pringer, Will Fremmel, Tyler Hess, Junior Grady Hine, substitutes in, and they have gotten the job done. Running play up the middle. This time Anna stuffs the ball carrier, Dominic Meyer, at the 45. As he churned for two, that was it. Second down and 8.5 to go for a first down for Minster from the Wildcats 45. First 2.5 minutes, third quarter of this game. Minster 21, Anna 7. Wildcats feature a receiver wide left, one to the near side. Steffi's got Schmiesing alongside. Steffi takes the snap, sends Bergman in motion. Here comes Anna blitzing. Steffi tries to run through it, makes one man miss, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle beyond the linebackers. Look at him go, near sideline, a burst of speed, 15, 10, over, touchdown, Brogan Steffi. 45-yard bolt to the end zone. Chuck, was he on his side of the 50 or the Anna side?
55-yard touchdown, yep.
55-yard scoot by Steffi as Anna was pressuring up front and that first wave of defenders was beaten by Steffi, and then it was simply a race to the end zone, linebackers and safeties versus Brogan Steffi, and that was no match.
I was going to say he's got three touchdowns on the ground now.
27-7. I think he had three last week as well against Columbus Afrocentric. The PAT try is aborted. It is no good. 27-7 Minster. 8:58 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, the kickoff by Minster is super. It hits on the ground at the 15, splashes by, and Anna return man goes inside the 5. Anna covers it up, and the Rockets get back to about the, 10-yard line or so, and that's it.
Yeah, that was a great kick. He'd been squibbing him, and that time he kicked it long, and Anna wasn't ready for it.
Hey, don't forget Wygant Real Estate and Development, about which you just heard, has a number of lots available in subdivisions in the area. We'll repeat those for you and run them down. Here is a toss sweep to the left by Anna. Osborne on the outside. He gets up over the 15, 20, 25. He's jarred out of bounds. Then a late hit. Clearly off the field of play by Minster, and that will cost the Wildcats 15. That's Wygant Real Estate and Development with lots available in Lakeside in Fort Loramie, Woodland in Botkins, Deer Crossing, Park Place, and Stonegate Phase 3 in Minster. That's Wygant in Minster. Outstanding sponsor right here on scoresbroadcast.com. If you'd like more information about Wygant Real Estate and Development, phone 419-628-3107. That's 419-628-3107. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate at Wygant in Minster. Anna benefits from the 15-yard penalty. And with the new line of scrimmage at the 41, the Rockets quickly go to the air up the left side of the field. And it is complete. Nice throw on the button. Camden Palmisano hauls it in. The 6-foot, 165-pound senior wideout catches at the 50 and bear hugs the ball, falls forward to the 47 of Minster. First and 10 Rockets. 8:41 to go in the third. 27-7 Minster. Here is Shappy, the QB. Toss sweep to the right. It's Osborne. He gets on the edge, runs laterally, straight across the field. He's got 5 yards, maybe 7 or 8. And he is smacked down into the Anna bench around the 40 of Minster. It'll be second down and 3. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, securecom.com, the pros in protection, Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and 6 states. Associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. It's Osborne, left guard. He's got little opportunity to push forward. And he burrows inside the 40 to the 39. Third down, 3 to go for a first down for Anna. 8:17 to go in the third. 27-7 Minster in the lead. Rockets in 4-down territory. behind the three TDs. Two receivers far left, one to the right. Quarterback Alex Shappy. Oh, gives it on the handoff. It is a jet sweep to the left. It's Osborne who made a man miss behind the line of scrimmage. He's nearly horse-collared as he goes horizontally across the field from east to west. Gets inside the 35, the 30, jammed out of bounds at about the 28. Move the sticks. First down, Osborne. Pursuit on the play by Minster. Tackle downfield by Dominic Meyer. Anna in possession. 27 of Minster. 7:38 to go in the fourth. 27-7. Wildcats on top. Trips to the right for Shappy of Anna. He doesn't pass. He's back to throw, but instead gives it off on the play to Osborne. It is a sprint draw, and the tackle is made about 3 or 4 yards downfield. Osborne took the delayed handoff from Shappy. Shappy's eyes were up, trying to dupe Minster into thinking it was going to be a forward pass. Osborne took the handoff on the draw, and he carved out about 4. Second down and 6, Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 26 or 27. My mistake, it's more like the 22 or 23, just outside the 20, with 6:45 to go in the third. Here's Shappy throwing a slant to the wide receiver. After Hour inside the 10, reaches but can't get it. Big third down play coming up for Anna. On the incompletion, clock stopped at 6:41 left, third quarter. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. And Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. The quarterback, Shappy, keeps, faked the handoff in the offensive backfield and plowed over a right tackle or guard. Or was that ball given from Alex to Aaron? Nonetheless, tackle made on one of the two Shappies at the 14, setting up a 4th and 2. Play of the game here for Anna. Rockets need to convert and go ahead and score in order to have a chance here tonight. 27-7, Minster. Here is Shappy in the spread. Now he goes under center. Keeps, tries to bully his way over right guard. I don't think he got much. The pile gets moved. The quarterback, Shappy, falls forward. It may be close enough for a measurement. Initially, Chuck, no way, Jose.
No, they stopped him originally. I think they stopped him for good.
Yep.
He's 6'3", and he's a strong kid, but, man, there was no initial push that time by the offensive line.
And the official signal, we'd like to take a look at it. Wildcats think they have stopped Anna and are prepared to take over. Going to have a close examination by the officials. Will they measure or no?
I think they are.
And they're signaling Minster possession. Wildcats football. New line of scrimmage will be at about the 25 and Minster's end of the field as Anna comes up short. I said 25 and I should have said a little over the 15. Ball marked for play at the 17-yard line. Half the third quarter of the books, 27-7 in favor of Minster.
One of the differences is that Shappy has cooled off and Brogan Steffi has not.
Exactly right, Chucks. As Shappy's been a little off the mark here since early on, mid-part, second quarter. Here's a pass up the left sideline by Steffi. Boy, the Wildcats make it look easy through the air. It's good up to the 29-yard line. Out pattern run across the way by Heitkamp. And it's good enough for about 11, first and 10 Wildcats at their own 29.
Let's give credit to the play designs by Minster. They've got people running wide open, side, middle, doesn't matter. Every play they got somebody open.
Yep, it's been that way all season. Afrocentric the players on the field last week for the Nubians, they had their heads spinning like tops on defense all night long. Here's Minster running between left guard and tackle to the 31 or 32. Dominic Meyer was digging ahead, and he generated two or three on the play. Second down, a little better than seven to go for Minster from the Wildcats, 31, 4:58 to go third quarter, 27-7, Minster in the lead. Wildcats with a receiver far left, one to the near side. Minster may just elect to keep it on the ground here and burn clock. No, it's Steffi after the fake, rolling right. He's got a receiver roaming free over the middle. That might be the tight end, Albers, on the dead run. He makes the grab, 43, 45, and he goes running hard over the 50, caught from behind at the 46 of Anna. Well, they feature Albers on that play. He has not been used much in this game, not featured. But Minster threw Anna a curb, and you talk about play selection. Yep. It has been super all night for Minster.
Well, Albers, he blocked for a second, and then he released, and nobody picked him up.
Line of scrimmage, 46 of Anna. Here's the QB, Steffi. Gives it into the tummy of Dominic Meyer. Wrestled down at the 44. No, stays on his feet. And he spun around to the 42. Good balance by Dominic Meyer. Like to tell you all about the Palazzo in Botkins. It is absolutely perfect. Fantastic for your wedding reception or wedding ceremony or company party or any other special event. The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted your big gatherings for crowds of 400 plus for more than 20 years. Oh, here's a double pitch out in the offensive backfield by Minster, and the ball winds up in the hands of Schmiesing. Was that ball flipped once or twice?
Once. Just once. Yeah, fake the reverse and then did the little shuffle pass up the middle.
Yep, it was a forward underhanded lateral. Steffi to Schmiesing, trying to catch Anna off guard, pursuing the QB hard, but Anna snuffed it out pretty well. Third and five for Minster at the Wildcats, or I should say at the Rockets, 41, with 2:54 to go in the third quarter, and Minster in the lead, 27-7. Anna showing blitz pressure right up the middle. Look out. Schmiesing got daylight. Breaks to the outside. Near sideline. 20, 15. Look at him go. Is he caught near the goal line? Might have been nipped at the 2 or 1. I think he's out of bounds. Inches short. Wow, what a run by Schmiesing. Looked like he was shot out of a cannon as he zipped across the line of scrimmage. New line of scrimmage is the 5. That's where Stowe hit the boundary near sideline. 2:38 to go, third quarter. Rep Minster is on a defiant march.
Their offensive line is just opening gaping holes.
Yep. And the play choice has been excellent. It's been varied. It's kept Anna off balance ever since early part second quarter. Here is Schmiesing again. Left guard and tackle behind that offensive front. And he steps into the end zone. Schmiesing for Minster. Got a couple big blocks up front. And Schmiesing behind Will Fremmel and Evan Pringer. Bullet his way into the end zone. And now here's the Minster muddle. On the extra point, they spread Anna out unconventionally. Will they wind up settling for the one-point PAT try, or will they go for two? Last week against Afrocentric on one occasion from this non-traditional spread, Minster did throw for 2 points after. Now an adjustment by Anna and by Minster. Here's the kick try by Beckham. Steffi, yes, he's got it. 34-7, Minster over Anna. 2:36 left in the third. As we were staying, the Palazzo and Bodkins from start to finish set up to clean up. We do it all at the Palazzo and make it easy on our guests. We're full service, offering great food selection and the bar package option you prefer. Affordable too. Not close to the several $1,000 price tag required by some venues. The Palazzo, 309 South Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325 for big gatherings. The Palazzo, your perfect party place. 34-7 Minster on scorersbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
But the kickoff coverage by Minster continues to excel downfield in a hurry. Short kick, short return, and a first and 10, wide open receiver, down and out pattern up to the 50-yard line. Line of scrimmage was the 34. Good catch at the 50 by Ofterhauer. Then he speeds down the right side of the field, beyond the hash mark, numbers, right in front of the Anna bench. Got to the 40, stayed on his feet, and was toppled down eventually at the 33-yard line. It's a big gainer, 34 yards for Anna. 34-7 Minster. Chappie, long, high toss. Down near the pylon, goal line, double coverage, Minster, incomplete. Ofterhauer again, the man for whom the ball was intended. 2:10 to go, third quarter, 34-7 Minster. Anna played Minster very well the first, what, quarter and a half, Chuck?
Yep. Yeah, we just kind of got away from them a little bit at the end of the half, but they had a chance to get it back to one score when they started the third quarter, but Minster has just dominated.
Yep, the Wildcats can score quickly. They can put the ball in the end zone with one big play. They can carve out yards, five or six play drive, and get points on the board. So many weapons. Here's a fine running play by Anna down the near sideline. It's Zach Osborne. Look at him go. He got in the periphery. A block. Another block. Osborne breaks the tackle. He's on the loose to the end zone. It's a touchdown. A 32-yarder. Osborne into pay dirt. Anna player shaken up outside the 30. No flags. It's a TD for Anna. 34-13. PAT try upcoming for the Anna Rockets. Hey, teaching children healthy financial habits, very important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Osgood's got the Osgood Bank Youth Savings Accounts available for you. Open one today for the child in your life at Osgood Bank. Extra point try upcoming here for Aaron Chappie of Anna. Minute 59 to go, third quarter. 34-13 in favor of Minster after the 32-yard touchdown scamper by Zach Osborne of the Anna Rockets. Here is the extra point try upcoming. Low snap. Ball is spotted well. Kick is on the money. Under two to go, third quarter, 34-14. Minster over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Anna kicking, Anna kicks off. It's not of the onside variety. It's a blooper down to the 26-yard line. Minster catches with a knee on the ground, and that's where the Wildcats start first and 10, just across the Minster 25. We thought maybe Anna would try an onsider right there. We talked about it during the break, but instead, Anna with the pop-up kick. Worked out pretty well. Poor field position for Minster at the Wildcats 25. But Minster's up the 20, 34-14. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Quarterback sack, loss of five for Minster on first and 10 at second and 15 from the Wildcats 20. Here's a sweep to the right. It's either Meyer or Schmiesing trying to get out on the perimeter, and he stood up at the 21-yard line. Meyer halted right there. A good pursuit by Anna coming to the ball hard. Nolan Wilt led the charge. A minute to go in the third, 34-14. Minster over Anna. Clock ticking down to 50 ticks to go, third quarter. Steffi on third and close to 15 yards to go for a first down. Retreats to pass. Looks middle of the field. Late delivery. There's traffic near hash mark, but it's caught. Wow, what a play. Very, very tight window for Bergman. A couple of Anna defenders kind of mistimed their coverage, leaped in front. Ball split him. Bergman picked it off at the 39, put his head down, lugged it to the 43. First and 10, Minster. The passing game has been razor sharp.
He is 18 of 22 for over 260 yards.
Those are Joe Burrow numbers. 12 ticks to go, third quarter, 34-14 Minster. First down, Wildcats 43. Steffi to Schmiesing, dancing, breaks a tackle, and slides ahead to the 45 or 46, and that's it. Third quarter concludes. Minster 34 and a 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Minster to the line of scrimmage. 12 minutes left in this game. Fourth quarter, get started. 46-yard line of Minster. Second down, about seven to go for a first down. And Minster generates about seven. It was Steffi who stepped back to pass. And then he hustled up the middle. Looked like a quarterback draw, shy of the first down marker. Third down, a yard and a half to go for a first down for Minster. 47 of Anna.
They got him by the jerseys. If he hadn't made that tackle, that was a touchdown.
And Steffi is not only shifty, he is deceivingly fast. Third down, short yardage, Minster, Anna 47. Snap to Steffi. And the ball is stuffed into the tummy of Dominic Meyer. No, it's Schmiesing. He puts his head down, gets his helmet in there between a couple and a defensive lineman, and noses forward for a first down at the 44-and-a-half. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. 34-14 in favor of Minster, which would love to control the clock here for the next several minutes, or at least a few minutes, and in addition, punch the ball into the end zone one more time. Pressure up front from Anna. Steffi gets away from it, rolls out to the left, hits a receiver on the run. It is caught down at the 42, and there's a quick tackle on the play by Anna. Ball hauled in by the Minster Wildcats. It was Grant Larger who stumbled to the turf right at the 40. He was upended by Trevor Roberts of Anna, setting up a second down and six with 10 minutes, 10 seconds to go in this game, and Minster leading 34-14. Boy, the Wildcats are a juggernaut on offense, and that's an understatement. Steffi to Schmiesing. And a couple of green jerseys are on his back, and they push him down. 39-yard line of Anna, setting up third down, and at least six to go for a first down. So let's see what Minster is thinking here. Two downs to get six, or do you throw it and say to yourself you're going to punt it if you misfire?
Well, I mean, I think they'll go for it two downs, even if they throw it, because their passing game is as effective as running it.
We've got Steffi looking at his sideline, play clock winding down, timeout called by Minster, 9:12 left in the fourth, 34-14 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Third and six, Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 39, 9:12 to go, fourth quarter. Anna bunching up defensively. It is Steffi faking to Schmiesing. Oh, Steffi gets around the left end. He kept the football, didn't deal it to Schmiesing. It is Steffi on the loose, high, stepping his way down inside the 30. Chopped up from behind at the 26. It's a first and 10 for Minster, which controls the ball and the clock. And this game up the 20 with 8:50 to go in the fourth. A score, Chuck, 21-7, Fort Loramie over Covington in the third. Xenia all over Sydney in the second half of that game at Sydney Memorial Stadium.
41-7.
65 points last week and 7 tonight for Sydney. Hard to understand. Running play, offensive backfield, Dominic Meyer behind that offensive line. Look at him go. He slides away from one tackler, another, on his feet down to about the 16 or 17 of Anna. Very close to a first down, a little bit short. Just over 8 to play here in the fourth. 9-yard gain by Meyer. 34-14. Minster up 20 over Anna. 8 minutes to go in the fourth. It is Steffi with Meyer alongside in the offensive backfield. Man in motion, Eichkamp. Oh, Steffi rolls right. Throwback screen to Albers to the left. Albers catches. Well-designed play near sideline. He's got the first down inside the 10, close to the 5. Almost got in. When I saw that unfold, Chuck, I thought touchdown for sure.
Yeah, me too. He is an absolute tough kid to get on the ground.
He's a beast. 6'8", Cole Albers. And he doesn't touch it often. When he does, you're not looking for him to get the football from Steffi.
No, well, I mean, that was just another well-designed play. They ran everything to the right, threw back to him with a screen. Only had one blocker in front of him.
Goal to go at the 10. Steffi to Meyer. Meyer rumbles. Right guard. Right tackle. Look at him go. And he is chopped down just short of the goal line. Dominic Meyer for Minster almost got in. Good hard-nosed run. Made a cut right in the hole. And then bang through a tackler or two. Charge down to the 2-yard line. Goal to go Minster. 7:16 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-14, Minster in the lead, trying to push it out to a 4-score advantage. Receiver far right, that is just a decoy for Steffi and company, and we got a flag before the snap. 5-yard penalty coming up against the Wildcats. 7 to play, 34-14, Minster in the lead. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Jackson Center Pro Hardware, with us now for several years here on Scores Broadcast. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, made in America, lifetime warranty. Big savings on Century brand hand tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. High snap back to Steffi. Steffi stuffed it into the tummy of a ball carrier who shoots over left tackle, carves out space to Dominic Meyer down inside the 5. He stretched out to the 1. Goal to go Minster. I think it's a fourth down upcoming. 6 minutes to go in the game. Scoreboard reads third down. I stand corrected. As a CSX comes barreling through on the tracks behind Booster Field, just to the west side of the gridiron.
They're out there a little off tonight. They're usually had 5 or 6 by now.
Here is Minster to the line of scrimmage. I do stand corrected. Third down. Goal from the one. Minster, little misdirection. Running play in the middle, right behind the center. Pranger, yes, it's a touchdown. 40-14, Minster up the 26. That's Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Always big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. And don't forget beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. One half cost of what the big box stores charge. Like Jackson Center Pro Hardware right there on Facebook. Like them. Tell Darren Yingst. You heard about his Pro Hardware store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Special pricing, professional service at your Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. PAT kick is good. Minster extends the lead to 41-14 over Anna. 5:46 to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
And welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. Final 6 minutes of this game. Minster in full control, up 41-14. Minster prepares to kick off to Zach Osborne. He's back there along with Ofterhauer. They are in the vicinity of the 10. Or I should say it's Zach Osborne and Noah Ofterhauer. Kick, though, is to the near side of the field. Retrieved by Aaron Chappie. Chappie gets a block. Dashes over the 25 to the 30. Upended at the 31. And that's where Anna starts, first and 10. Behind the 27 points with 5:40 to go here in the fourth. Anna Rockets will come up to the line of scrimmage. This is a point in the game, Chuck, where you're down 27. Yes, you want to continue to try and refine things. You don't want to get anyone hurt.
Absolutely.
Here in the final few minutes. 27-point contest. Here is Alex Chappie, the quarterback, looking middle of the field. It's well done. It's a spiral. It's Ofterhauer on the ground. Oh, what a catch at the Minster 45. Man, oh, man, was that well done. That looked like the NFL on Friday night. Noah Ofterhauer caught a grass cutter of a throw by Chappie right down the middle of the gridiron. Shoe top high. Ofterhauer sliding, snared it at the 45, and then Chappie back to throw for Anna. He succumbs to the pressure of Minster. Loss of three, second down and 13 from the Minster 48 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth, and Minster leading 41-14.
That was Dominic Meyer on that, on the tackle there, and that he has this, gets the touchdown and makes a nice play on the quarterback. So,
yep, so many of these Minster players excel on offense, defense, and special teams, all three. An extremely well-rounded, highly talented club. There's an offensive hold by an Anna lineman. I think it's going to be omitted by the officials as Chappie throws a screen in the right flat. It's caught. Play good for five, and then a flag comes in tardy after the hit on Osborne, who caught the throw. Nice run after catch. First and 10 to Anna, 43 of Minster. But let's see, a major step off against the Rockets upcoming.
Personal foul. I watched the end of the play. I sure didn't see anything.
Well, let's see how this figures in. Did it happen after the play was over?
No, it's going to still be second down.
So the personal foul occurred during the play.
Right, so it's well, actually it's third down. I'm confused.
Third and 23 for Anna. Line of scrimmage is the 42 of the Rockets. As that personal foul was committed toward the end of the play and during it, it's a screen to the left. Anna breaks it. Nice play. Good catch at the 40. Run to the 50. Osborne is over the midfield stripe. Diving down to the Minster 41 or 42. Once again, though, a late penalty during the play, holding against the Anna Rockets.
Well, they haven't thrown too many flags the whole game, and now when the game's over in the fourth quarter, they decide to start throwing flags.
Yep. You know, managing your money does not have to be complicated at all. You see, Osgood Bank has checking accounts to fit your lifestyle. It offers loans at great rates, not to mention all the benefits you'd expect of larger banks. It's all wrapped up by a hometown bank with outstanding service delivered by a team you trust. So visit osgoodbank.com and learn more about how we can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. It's a flat pass to the 45 by Anna. The workhorse Osborne catches, and he goes laterally east to west across the field and angles up to the 50, knocked out of bounds at the Minster 49. Play good for 8. Sets up 4th and 5 for Anna with 3:45 to go in the game. And Minster leading 41-14. Anna ball at the Minster 49.
That was nice hands by Osborne, because that was a tough catch.
He is so highly skilled in everything he performs out there on the gridiron. What a heck of a senior the Rockets have in Zach Osborne. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Timeout called by the Rockets, who are down 27. Under 4 to play in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
As we return to action, Alec Chappie connects for 34 yards with Aaron Chappie down to the 14-yard line for Anna, which sets up shop right there. And then on first and 10, a throw is high and wide for Ofterhauer in the end zone. Tell you what, on this drive, Anna's had a couple of splendid pass plays, Chuck. A beauty over the middle, long and deep, up to Ofterhauer, just off the ground, shoe top catch. And they're a fine route run on the play by Chappie.
Received
the ball from his brother. Excellent throw as that route was run between two zone defenders. Second down, 10, Anna, 14 of Minster. Flat pass at the 12. Run after catch down to about the 6 or 7. And running to the ball like usual, Minster. Heitkamp on the tackle. Third down. As Palmisano for Anna got down to about the, let's see where the ball's marked for play. 10-yard line, close to it. Inside the 10 at the 8.
LA.
Third and 4 for Anna with 2:46 to play in the game. Couple of receivers split right for the quarterback, Alec Chappie. He's got one flanked left. Alex looks right. Oh, gives in the offensive backfield to Osborne. Bucks to the line of scrimmage. Slides off a tackler. Dances to the outside. Good pursuit. Minster stretches it out. Not much of a gain. Fourth down upcoming. 2:19 to go. Minster has substituted freely on defense. And the Wildcats defenders look at Anna's offense, which confronts a 4th and 4. No gain last play. Line of scrimmage, they'll call it the 7, maybe a pickup of 1 on the previous effort by Osborne of Anna. 4th down, about 3 to go for the Rockets. Here's Chappie rolling right, looking end zone. Will Chappie keep? Does he make a late delivery? Throws down near the pylon. Is it intercepted or incomplete?
He knocked it down, which is actually a better play than intercepting it.
Knocked down by Minster near the goal line. Out of my view, around the corner of the press box.
Beckham Steffi,
good defensive stance by him. Fine effort by Minster collectively, which keeps Anna out of the end zone. 1:43 to go in the game. 41-14 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Yep, 90 seconds, 9-0, minute and a half remaining in this game. And the Minster Wildcats have the football after stopping Anna on downs inside the 10-yard line. Minster, a first down run, very short gain, and another timeout, I think, has been called. With a minute 12, no, the clock is running. A minute 9, minute 8 to go here in the fourth. 41-14 in favor of Minster over Anna. Minster seemingly, Chuck, not a weakness on the field.
I didn't see one tonight.
Nope.
I mean, that's a good Anna team and a good offensive team.
Right.
And Osborne is the real deal.
Yeah, 3 very strong showings by Minster, weeks 1, 2, and 3. 3 big victories, winning last week by, I think, a final score of 41-14, which is what the score is right now. Last week, Minster played Afrocentric on the road. We were there, covered it. Yep, 41-14. And that's our score right now, 41-14. Minster over Anna. Wildcats won their opener 49-21 over Fort Loramie. So this club is averaging about 44 points a game in 3 outings. Clock winding down, under 10 to go. Minster runs it from inside its 5, gets to the 6, and the scoreboard clock has run out, and that is it. Minster Wildcats go to 3-0. Anna suffers its first loss. Rockets are 2-1. A thumping delivered by Minster on Anna here tonight. 41-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Are you dreaming of owning a home in the Buckeye State? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is a lot closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate at F&M Bank, designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account can make saving for the future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit FMBank.com to learn more. That's F&M Bank, Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, Urbana. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Boy, there's no weakness with this Minster football team. I think that come week six or seven, we're going to be talking about Marion Local and Minster being the top two teams in the state of Ohio in Division VII high school football. And who knows, maybe when the first poll comes out, they'll be ranked 1-2.
Well, I don't know who's better than them.
Right.
We haven't seen Marion yet, but Marion's always Marion.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know that's a good football team, and I'm excited to see the MAC play out this year.
What did you say, Chuck? 800 total yards in this game tonight?
Minster ran 64 yards for 535 total yards. Steffi was 20 of 24 for 214 yards. On the other side, Anna ran 51 plays for 316 yards, 16 to 26, throwing the ball for 187, 21 first downs for Minster, 15 for Anna. So Anna had some offense, but they just couldn't stop Minster.
Yeah, do the math, 64 plays, Minster, 530 yards, I think you said. That's pushing 10 yards per play, every bit of nine. When you're doing that kind of execution on offense and chewing up that many yards per rush, per pass, you're not going to be beaten. That's all there is to it.
No, you're not. And if you take a look at the rushing for Minster, Steffi, let's go the other way, had 94 yards. Smeezing had 94 yards. And on the other side, I can't find where they did the rushing for. Oh, there it is. Osborne had 135 yards.
Ooh.
He was a machine tonight. He was really good.
135 yards rushing for Zach Osborne. And what was Alex Chappie in the end throwing the football?
16 of 26 through the one interception.
Those are pretty good numbers.
Absolutely.
16 for 26 for your QB. over 130 for your running back, and you are thumped 41-14.
Yeah, that just shows you how good Minster is.
41-14 Minster over Anna. Last week, we gave our Clancy Star of the Game Award to Minster's offensive line collectively. Man, oh man, were they stellar once again this evening. Could give it to them again. Brogan Steffi was just fantastic.
Unbelievable.
He was marvelous.
He accounted for over 300 yards.
There you go. Is that our Clancy's Award winner?
Got to be. And on the other side, it's got to be
Zach.
Yeah.
Brogan Steffi, Zach Osborne are Clancy stars of this game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, it's definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Once again, our final score tonight, 41-14, Minster over Anna. Minster Wildcats now 3-0 on the year, winning two straight games by scores of 41-14 after defeating Fort Loramie in week one. Minster won that game by a final tally of 48-21, if memory serves me correctly, 49-21. Anna now on the year, 2-1, wins over Indian Lake 37-0, Brookville 46-20. And tonight, Anna suffered its first defeat of the season, 41-14, at the hands of an excellent Minster football team that, if the Wildcats were not in the same region with the Marion Local Flyers, who knows, the two teams could meet down the road, week six of the playoffs for a state championship. Minster is that good.
Yeah, Bob, they are that good. That's as good of a Division VII football team, and I've seen a lot of Marion Local.
Yeah.
That's as good as I've seen.
Yeah. Next week, our tentative schedule, Sydney at Fairborn. We'll get a great look at the new Fairborn High School football stadium. It's a beauty. I've been there. I've toured it. Have been there just driving off the street into the parking lot and walking around the facility a few other times. It's dynamite right off 675. And we'll be there. That's the tentative schedule. Sydney at Fairborn next Friday night. Last we heard, Sydney was being clobbered by Xenia.
Yeah.
Sydney losing big at home to Xenia tonight. Go figure. After
I score 70 and then I score 7.
Yeah, 65 points or 67, something like that,
yeah,
last week for Sydney. Never did you hear a layman Catholic Benjamin Logan score.
Did not get one.
Pickle was winning. Last we heard, Fort Loramie led Covington 21-7 in the third, 16-7 or 17-7 Versailles over Delphi St. John's early in the fourth. Marion Local, I think 42-9 over St. Henry in the fourth quarter. That's a little cross-section of contests being played in the region. Again, next week, it is Sydney on the road at Fairborn. Thanks so much to Chuck McBee alongside. Fans, hope you enjoyed our presentation. And Minster was super tonight. Anna stayed with the Wildcats for 15, 16 minutes. And then it was all Minster the last 2.5 quarters plus. Minster wins it by 27.
Oh, yeah, and you had a great halftime conversation with Nate Barhorst, basketball coach at Anna. He's always fun to come up here.
Yeah.
But you guys together, I like to stand off to the side and listen to you.
14th year for Nate at Anna. Running the boys basketball program at Anna, 14th year this coming season. And we talked about the previous 13 and big wins, big seasons along the way. And his 200th triumph came February 2nd, earlier this year, at home against the Rushi Raiders. Rushi was 16-0 at the time.
Yeah, he beat the best team in the state of Ohio that doesn't get to recruit.
Yeah.
Rushi
High School this past spring with 13, 14 boy graduates, and they comprise the baseball team, the basketball team.
Yeah.
But next week on the air, 6:20 from Fairborn, Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road. For our great listeners, for Chuck McBee alongside, thanks again to Derek Holding for pinch hitting last week. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna's Booster Field. Minster victorious over the Anna Rockets tonight. The Wildcats win it going away 41-14.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know.
Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.